Welcome to the audio podcast of Swami Mukundanand. Swamiji is a world-renowned teacher of spirituality, yoga and meditation. He received his degrees in engineering and management from two world-famous institutes in India, IIT and IIM. Swamiji is the senior disciple of Jagadguru Sri Kripaluji Maharaj and the founder of JK Yoga. Swami Mukundanand has inspired people all over the world on the path of spirituality, holistic health, yoga, meditation, service to society, and God realization. He has been invited to speak at various Fortune 500 companies like Google, Oracle, etc. For the youth, Swamiji has conducted programs at prestigious universities such as Princeton, Stanford, Kellogg, MIT, and Duke University. For the children, he has established a special personality development program called Bal Mukund Character Building Program. Swamiji's enlightening discourses clarify the deepest concepts of the Vedic scriptures with wit, humor and perfect logic. Alongside discourses in the Wellness for Life camps, he teaches the comprehensive system, yoga for the body, mind and soul. For details, visit our website at www.jkyog.org.
Respected faculty, staff, dear students and guests of the SCB Medical College. Most of you have dedicated your energies and your life to understanding and studying this human body and learning ways of removing its malfunctioning. I would like to offer you here a different perspective on health, which I do hope will be illuminating to you all as doctors and expanding your perspective towards medical science. If a layman were asked to describe this body, he would describe it in terms of the parts, the hands, the feet, the head, the shoulders, the stomach. If a doctor were asked to describe this body, the doctor would probably do so in terms of the organs, the kidneys, the liver, the pancreas, the gallbladder, and so on. If a chemist were asked to do the same thing, the chemist would probably say it consists of atoms and molecules. And if the same chemist went a little deeper, he would say it consists of electrons, protons, neutrons, and so on. If the same question were asked to a quantum physicist to describe this body, then the classical concept of solid matter would disappear, because at the subatomic level, all matter is vibrating patterns of energy. So a quantum physicist would probably say this body consists of vibrating patterns of energy that are vibrating at the speed of light, traversing tremendous speeds. The electron travels at the speed of 600 miles a second, and the proton in the nucleus is rotating at 40,000 miles a second. But the quantum physicist would say that the electron and proton are not the way you understand. As you studied in your school chemistry, they are all vibrating patterns of energy. And all these vibrations seem to be connected to a divine intellectual source that is guiding them to vibrate in systematic manners, because of which you can identify that this group of vibrations is a hydrogen atom. This is an oxygen atom. And together these have combined into an organic molecule or an inorganic molecule. Similarly, these same patterns of energy combine at a little more gross level to create cells in this body. A cell is a universe in itself, as doctors you all know. One aspect of the cell is a DNA. Recently, a few years ago, the Human Genome Project got completed. You have heard of that? The Human Genome Project, to codify all the information in the DNA. And when they completed it, it could be described in 43 billion letters. In other words, if that human DNA were written on bond paper and those bond papers were stacked up, it would reach the height of Qutub Minar. If somebody were to read that DNA code continuously at the rate of 3 letters per second, day and night, if the reading continued, it would be completed in 30 years. So the head of this Human Genome Project, a scientist called Francis Collins, he has written a book called Language of God. At its completion, he said that my understanding of the DNA has only made me increase my reverence to the supreme divine intellect who has filled that much of information in a little DNA. And much beyond that DNA is the cell itself, which is a complete universe in itself and has got innumerable metabolic reactions going on within it. Again, these cells seem to be connected to a divine intellect that is making them function in an amazing manner. As doctors, you all know what are stem cells? You know stem cells, right? There's an international debate going on about stem cells. Now these stem cells are so amazing that their behavior fascinates scientists. The human embryo, at the time of conception, it is one cell. Now, in other words, all our bodies began with one cell at the time of conception. That then starts multiplying. For a few weeks, those cells keep on multiplying. They are all the same in the human embryo, in the mother's womb. Then after a few weeks, these cells start behaving very strangely. Suddenly one cell decides it has to be a liver cell. One decides it has to be a kidney cell. One decides it has to be a bone cell or a skin cell or a hair cell. Where are these cells getting this information from? Scientists are still endeavoring to find out. But because these stem cells have such an amazing ability, so scientists are desiring to utilize that for the benefit of medical science. What I am trying to say is that this human body is absolutely amazing.
For full lecture, please visit our online gift shop at www.jk.com. yog.org/gift-shop. That is www.jkyog.org/gift-shop.